This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas.
Hi.
How is everyone doing? Welcome to your favorite podcast, the Super Mamas Podcast, with your favorite host.
I hope it's your favorite podcast.
It is totally their favorite podcast, with your favorite hosts, Bricia Lopez and Paulina Lopez. Hola, alumnos. Today we are going to... Today is a keep up with the Super Mamas. I'm really happy. Keeping up with the Super Mamas. I'm happy to see a smile on your face. You are.
I'm a different person. I think I finally slept.
Yay!
This is the first night I slept. Oh my God. Can you tell?
Yes. I'm telling you. You look refreshed.
I still have like bags under my eyes, but I think my body's like, you slept. Congratulations. You reached level two.
Yeah.
Here's a gold star.
Last night when I texted you and you didn't reply, I was like, I'm not going to keep texting because I don't want to wake her up because I think she's sleeping.
Oh, I passed. I got home and I was, dude, I don't even know where to start. Your girl is far from the world. I moved to the suburbs and I did not understand the implications of the drive in LA. And I think you're going to...
You didn't think about it?
Well, no, I was just desperate to find a place to live.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, God has a plan. I'm very happy where I am, but dude, it's far. So for those of you who live in LA or have, this is a very LA show, but I got to get two freeways and they don't connect to each other. I got to get off one freeway, drive through the street and connect to the next freeway. That is unheard of. I got to go on the 210, get off, drive on the street and then get on the 110. I'm close to my kid's school, so that's all I cared about. I'm like, as long as I'm close to my kid's school, no issue. So after drop off and going off for my kid's school, no problem. It's just my everyday life. So from now on, I don't know. I need to get sponsored by Uber. Last night was so brutal driving back from the restaurant.
I'm sure. How long did it take you?
30 minutes.
Yeah. At night, 30 minutes is a lot in LA.
Yes, it's half an hour.
Yeah. And then I'm thinking like that's not non-traffic.
Non-traffic, you know? 30 minutes. It's a lot. And I was just thinking, why didn't I take an Uber? And then when I got home, I washed my face and got in bed and just passed out.
Yeah.
I did wake up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, but I was able to go back to sleep, which was a win. Because usually when I get up to go to the restroom, it's over. I can't go back. So I was a good sign.
Yes. So that means this house has great vibes because you were able to sleep on the first day.
Dude, this house is blessed. I have to bless it. You have to come over and do the whole praying situation. But my girlfriend's here today. Does it feel blessed in here? Does it feel like a good vibes here? Right? It feels calm, right? My girlfriend's here. So, yeah, also, I cannot be alone for some reason. I just need people around.
That's why I was like, are you sleeping alone tonight?
Well, I did sleep alone last night. Yes. Last night I came home by myself and I was just like, hello. Also, it's like the first time I live in a house and a grown-up house by myself. Last time I was living by myself, it was a little tiny-ass apartment and a little single. Not even a one-bedroom, girl.
Well, you're leaving. You're not even... Your kids are going to be there with you. So, I mean...
Oh, yes, gonna... of course. But yes. Am I like a grown woman right now? Am I an adult?
You are grown. You're adulting. You're totally adulting. You know, you chose your furniture.
It only took me 30-plus years.
Well, you know, I'm really, really, really happy. And when you're going through hard stuff, it's
fucking hard stuff.
It's fucking hard.
I'm like, am I manic? Because right now I could probably cry. I'm like, what is happening? Like, tears are probably going to come down. I'm grateful I have a new place. And I'm definitely like a crazy person. But yes, I'm very, very happy. And thank God. Shout out to this
shout out to God.
I found. Shout out to God.
Shout out to God.
But also this realtor. Shout out to God for introducing me to this realtor who came through. I think she just saw me this one time. I went to this house and girl, out there is hard renting a house out here in LA. People are overbidding.
I know.
It's like a purchase. I'm like, we're trying to rent. Why are you overbidding on a rent? People are signing crazy. People are paying 1 year in advance.
In cash?
Yes, in cash.
Why don't you just get a house if you're paying one rent?
No idea. Because the payment would be so much higher because of the interest rates. That's why. And because homes are fucking expensive in LA.
That is true.
Yeah, it's so wild. And I mean, I lost two homes that I really, really liked. And the last one was just such a heartbreak because I thought I had it.
Yeah.
And the realtor was like, oh, no, you're worried. Like, you're great. And it's fine. And then she called me. She was like, so I'm sorry. But this other person signed a 2-year lease, gave 6 months rent in advance, and gave the owner $300 over asking per month. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to be me.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
So I think she just took pity on me because I just like broke down, obviously. I'm so fragile. And she was like, don't worry, I'll help you. And she did.
It's cute. I mean, I haven't been there. I've heard that it's far. Even from mom, she says that it's far. Mom is like, that is far.
I know it's far. I'm in the burbs.
I'm going to pencil it in my calendar to go visit you one day.
Oh, you have to come. There's Chuck E. Cheese on the street.
I mean, that's what I heard.
And there's also there's a bowling alley. There's a Home Goods.
Oh, okay. I'll be there. You don't have to say anymore. I will be there. Home Goods, I'm there.
That's a Ross. There's a Ross and a Home Goods within 3-minute distance.
I will be there.
I may be 30 minutes away from the restroom, but I'm 3 minutes away from Ross.
I mean, 30 minutes doesn't sound bad. Some people are going to be like, I drive an hour. But we're talking about non-traffic LA.
30 minutes without traffic, people. This is a lot. It's 16 miles, I think.
So But you found the perfect place. God is good. He is putting things into place little by little. You slept. You slept. And I think like the lack of sleep really, really messes with people. So I'm glad that you slept.
It's the worst thing that one can go through. And I've never gone through it. I'm going through everything I always judged people for, which is very godlike, you know? Like, listen, bitch, don't be so judgy. Let me show you.
Let's learn. Oh,
sorry, God. Sorry, I was so judgy.
The kids are like in the house?
Yeah, so this weekend will be the first. I'm so excited for them to come Saturday. Because by then we'll have the furniture getting delivered pretty soon. And washer and dryer getting here Monday. My TV's getting installed tomorrow.
Yay.
I'm in a lot of debt, but it's all good.
There is a part in the Bible that says whatever's taken from you will come back double. So, you know.
Ooh.
Whoop, whoop. Well, we're gonna take that. We are taking that. Whoop.
Yeah, I'm gonna take that one. Send me the scriptures so I can scream it out.
Put it all over your house. Hey,
the backyard is huge. It's like a parking lot out there. Like I can have a party.
Well, I mean, you are gonna have to have parties. I'm sure you're gonna have parties.
Elizabeth is like, you can rent this parking lot. I'm like, it looks like a parking lot.
Is it near any, like, understand. Any stadiums?
No, I wish, because if it was, I can park 10 cars back there. It's a concrete parking lot back there. I could stack probably 15 cars.
What?
Tampoco, pero maybe.
Well, you know what? Actually. Maybe you should.
How many cars do you think fit back there? A lot.
You know what you should do? You should list it on Peer Space for events while you're away.
Well, I can't because it's not my house.
Well, it's going to be your house for at least for a year.
I have to like check the lease. I don't know.
Low key, you know, extra income. Extra streams of revenue.
The kitchen's pretty nice. And obviously, I'm like, I'm a crazy woman. Like, who gets new light fixtures for a rental?
You.
This girl right here.
Yeah, of course.
It bothers me. I'm like, I can't look at this. And this is the first thing when we were here, I asked the owner, I'm like, do you mind if I change the light fixtures? And she's like, no, absolutely. Do whatever you want. And I'm like, perfect. Because that was kind of like, am I going to stare at this 1985 ceiling fan for 365 days? No, I can't. It's going to drive me insane.
I know. I removed all of my the ones that were there.
I also got like new hardware for the doors of the kitchen.
Of course cabinets. You did. She's gonna love you.
I mean, it was like $10. It was like a $30 spend, and it's gonna make a huge difference once it's changed. I feel like I'm gonna do a before and after, so you'll see like the difference what like a new handle can look for in the kitchen. So
yeah, definitely. When I did my little remodel last year for the girls' bathroom, I just repainted the furniture and added new fixtures, and it made a huge difference. People are like, "Oh my god, what did you do in here?" I was like, "Literally, I just painted it and put new fixtures, and that was it." So I'm glad. I'm excited. I'm good. I feel at peace today seeing that you slept.
Oh, thank you. And se me acabó el dinero, so I couldn't find any, there's no more budget for a headboard, or like I just bought the cheapest bed frame I could find on Wayfair, like a little platform, just so I'm not sleeping on the ground. And then my talented, most incredible bestie, Lizeth Amaya, is here to draw a headboard in my wall. So she's going to draw... A little headboard.
I mean,
so it looks like I have a headboard.
But it's also like Calicera Maya. Like, what?
I know. I'm like, can you help me draw this? I saw on Pinterest. She's like, I got you. She came here with swatches today. So, yeah.
That's good. You know, like, new beginnings are exciting. Scary, but exciting.
Yeah, exciting can be something that you can refer this to for sure. Yeah.
You know, new beginnings, new beginnings,
new beginnings.
Uncomfortableness is growth. So philosophical. Come down every day.
That just sounds like an everyday Instagram.
Daily inspiration.
Daily quotes.
Daily quotes, right? Instagram.
Daily underscore quotes underscore 2013 or something, you know? 2255.
Daily señora quotes.
You have to add the underscore because that one was taken.
You're hosting Thanksgiving this year in your new lot.
Yes, my hope. Yes, I want to. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to talk about holidays because if not, I will cry. So I don't want to talk about that. I'm like,
okay,
one day at a time.
One day at a time. Well, our birthdays are coming up soon, so I hope you're.
I am gonna host a dinner for my birthday. Actually, can you put it on your calendar, October 21st? It's a
guys,
Saturday.
We'll see you all there at the Maricia's birthday party in her new house.
Come to Pasadena. I don't know why you guys are going to get here. I should get Uber codes for everybody. So yeah, I'm going to probably ask somebody to come and cook for my girlfriends and just have a little housewarming / birthday party.
Wait, October 21st?
Saturday, no?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Calendared, penciled in, blocked, Paulina unavailable.
I'm going to send an invitation, a little paperless post.
We're going to link it below on the show notes.
Link in bio.
But link in bio.
It's a rager, guys. It's going to be like a mom's night out. Sponsored. Somebody please sponsor me. I'm broke.
You already said that there's a parking lot for 20 cars, so we could totally do a mom's night out at Brisa's house.
100%. and then aside from that, there's no cars outside in the streets. There's zero cars. So I'm like, I could fill out the entire street with my friends' cars, plus all the cars back here. Like there's no cars that come by. I hear zero cars.
Where are you?
In the burbs.
Okay. All right.
Like, do you hear that, guys? When my other girlfriend comes like, shh, quiet. Do you hear that? There's no helicopters here.
Oh my God.
I haven't heard one helicopter the entire time I've been here, which is wild. I hear a helicopter from my house. There's helicopters all the time.
I couldn't leave there. I couldn't because the helicopters put me to sleep at night where I live. I told you about the time that we went to Oaxaca, right? And we went to Oaxaca and we're in Oaxaca with my kids. And at night, they're like, mommy, what is that? They're so scared. They're like, what is that sound? And I'm like, I'm quiet. I'm like, what? They're like, what is that sound? I'm like, a cricket? They're like, so scary. I'm like, okay, so you guys are not scared of ambulances and helicopters all night long?
There's no, dude, I haven't heard an ambulance, police. I haven't heard any of that stuff. I haven't heard gunshots. You know what I haven't heard either? Like random cuetes. Highland Park has random cuetes all the time, all year round. Doesn't matter.
It's our background, you know? It's my sound machine at night, like cuetes.
I'm like, it's open. And I'm like, should I be scared? Is someone coming for me at night? Like, oh my God. But I'm like, no, like no one's here.
Like when you can look into your neighbor's houses from the window. Because I have sometimes I walk through some streets and then I'm like, I could totally see your, I'm seeing you over there. It's just like doing life and like the window's open. I'm like,
Yeah.
I definitely live far away from that world. I don't know. I don't know what that's like. I think it would give me low-key anxiety if I was there and there was no noise. That's why you need noise and people there because you're not used to that.
I mean, I slept, you know?
That's good. That's progress.
I mean, as long as I'm better today than yesterday,
that's all. Mm-hmm. But birthday season's here. Libra season's here. Always.
Happy birthday, Libras. Shout out to all my Libra girls.
I was thinking that every year, September and October are so crazy busy for us. And I was supposed to have a birthday party last week. I was planning a birthday party as we were.
Oh my God, yes. Tell the story, please.
Oh my God. So we have a cousin that lives in Cleveland and invited us for a business panel. We were on our way there. And I get a message from my husband. We were supposed to have my success birthday party last Saturday. My husband calls me and someone called me. And they were
someone
like,
called oh, you.
Someone called me and they said, Krista's sick. She didn't go to school today. My oldest, she's 12, she's almost 12.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't go to school today because she doesn't feel good. And I was like, okay, as I'm like ordering stuff on Amazon, looking up bouncy houses for a birthday party, planning the menu, all of that. And so the next morning I text mom and I said, mom, can you please just go check up on my daughter? She shows up and then she's like, I'm going to give her a COVID test just to make sure. And then 10 minutes later, I get a message that this girl has COVID. I'm like, ah! I was like, do I have to cancel the party? Everybody was like, yes, you need to cancel the party. I was like, okay, fine. Cancel this whole party.
I try to be in your house with COVID. But then she has the negative.
Then I come home the next day from our trip and I was like, oh my God, I got to go see my baby. And she was sick. She was sick. But I gave her like 3 COVID tests and they were freaking negative. So I canceled that party for nothing. I was like, I have a whole week to plan this party again. I'll take it easy. You know, no, it's a day before the party and I didn't do all the things that I was going to do because I've been so busy this week. So I'm still struggling to make this party happen tomorrow.
Well, I think it's just a play day, right?
It's big play day.
I was looking at Agustina's 3rd birthday party. Literally, it was just you guys came over the house. The kids are just going to remember. As long as you have a little picture.
Yeah.
Girl. As long as you have balloons, it's all done. Let's just have balloons, have a 6, have, and then that's it. And then I think Lisette's going to go face paint, right?
I hope so. Imagine Lisette and Maya doing face painting for the kids tomorrow. So that's going to be fun. I'm looking at the back. I'm really curious to know what are all those multicolored things in your back.
All my cookbooks got, oh, that's all my cookbooks.
So, ink by color?
Yes. We organize them by color. Very different than the ones
cookbooks?
We did. So my, and before I had them all like kind of laid out, I had them by cuisine and now I just did it by color. So it just looks.
That is so cool. I really loved it. It makes a big statement. I really like it. I can't wait to go see your house.
That's only part of my cookbooks because I also have other cookbooks on this side. So,
oh my God.
In the kitchen.
Well, so you got up and I was like, that's a big yard. I just saw the yard from here.
Oh, yes.
It's like,
look at this.
Huge.
But you can't even you didn't even know though. Once you actually see the yard.
That's great because that's what the kids need. A huge backyard and that's all.
Oh,
they
can go click crazy with scooters here. I don't even have to go outside. Like the amount of space they have to go down with the scooter, it's insane.
Oh, that's so cool.
Also, the front door, dude, game changer. The front door has a screen. So I can have the front door open, but like still flow and like it's all screen.
Oh, see?
I don't know how to explain it. There's like certain things that I never thought I wanted in a house at this house.
Well, see?
And just, oh, they're called, I don't know why, this is a horrible name, but they're called plantation shutters.
Oh, yeah, I know.
The name is horrible. I don't know why. Someone should rebrand them, but that's like the way that you refer them to. So I apologize in behalf of America, but that's what they're called.
Yeah. And then in 2 weeks, I have two. I don't even know what I should do for my birthday. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe nothing. Maybe I should just
Why don't you do the hotel day that you had for yourself and a spa, like go to the spa?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe I'll just do that. I just want to be by myself. I just want to like rest.
Me, myself, and I. That's all I got. And
I was looking at my calendar today and I was like, I need to pencil in some resting time this month.
For real.
It's crazy. You're going to Oaxaca next week and it's going to be like, I'm jealous. I want to go to Oaxaca with you for my birthday. Maybe that's true.
I know I'm going to Oaxaca for just, it's going to be such a quick trip. From Monday through Thursday for work. So it's gonna be like in and out. I mean, Thursday I leave at 7 a.m. So technically I'm only there for like 2 days. I'll be back in time to pick up my kids from school. So dropping them off in school on Monday and then picking them up from school on Thursday. And it was like such a quick turnaround, but I'm gonna make the most out of it.
I'm curious to know how is that? How do you feel with the kids being away some days and some days now?
I feel like I'm not ready to talk about that. That's how I feel.
It sounds like a lot of work. That's all I'm going to say.
It sounds like I'm not ready.
Oh, to chat. You'll be ready at some point. You'll be ready at some point. But so many things are happening right now. This week that the episode is airing, it is first Friday of the month. Are you going to be there this week?
I think I'm going to excuse myself from that one celebration this
month.
I'm gonna have to miss one. I'm gonna have to. I need to just spend time with myself. You know, I just it's so interesting. So I've been walking through the airport through all the travels, and I recall the moment where I asked God, I can't wait to like do all the travel and just like go and be busy and just like be. And I've manifested this life, right? Even my lounge life. I know everybody at the lounge already, at the Delta lounge in LAX. Everyone's my friend. I've always wanted that. And I have it, and it's great. And like, I've just been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, a lot, a lot. So the times, and I've committed myself to a lot of events. And I mean, even one event that's happening this weekend, I call my friend. I'm like, you're my girlfriend. And I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't think I can give you what you need from me right now. And I shouldn't have agreed to this. I'm going to show up, but can only be there for like a couple of hours because I cannot do the whole thing. And she completely understood. She was so nice about it. And I'm just so thankful and grateful to have friends that understand me. And like this, like first place, it's you guys. So I can just tell you I can't make it.
Yeah. You need to do what you need to do right now in this stage in your life. You need to take care of you first. And I think that's always been our message in the podcast about making yourself a priority. And I know we forget to do that sometimes, but I would say, Patricia, put yourself first right now because you need it. Put on your oxygen mask, fill it up, and then continue because times are tough. And next month, maybe you'll be ready to go and party.
Oh, for sure. Or not, you know,
or
but
not,
I think
we'll see.
I just need a break.
Yeah.
Right now.
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. I know. Anyway, I think we are going to be wrapping up today. I see that your movers and shakers just showed up in your house to make it a home.
I have a new chair.
I know. You have a new chair. So I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm happy that you're smiling. I really am. Because, you know, your pain is my pain, sister. So.
Aww. Thank you.
I know. You're.
Thank you. Thank you so much for showing up for me. Thank you to everyone. I'm just honestly the best investment you can make is in relationships. It doesn't matter. Sorry for the background noise with the movers, but the best investment you can make is on people and on relationships. And there's nothing more valuable than having people that love you and show up for you. Even just my girlfriend, like, Janet, who owns Neatly Embellished, who came and helped me unpack she just did it out of the kindness of her heart, you know, and just having people that just will come. And she's the one who put these books together that way. You know, I didn't. And I just want to give her just special shout out because she helped me beyond belief. I'm traveling so much. And for me to come home, this home when I hasn't even been a week since I signed a lease. And to see that everything's already unpacked, everything has been organized for me, that she did this for me, I don't even know what to say or do. Like, I'm going to be forever grateful to her. And just to create a new home for my children and myself, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, be there for your friends, guys. Show up. Check in on them. You never know what people are going through.
100%. You
know? Check in on them. Be kind. No judgment. Just be there. I think that's what people really need. Just other people showing up for them. So we will see you next week for the next show. And I hope everybody's having a great Libra season. I know we are. You know, things are up in the air like every Libra, but that's just how it is. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your super mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week, Super Mamas!